You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jamie. There's that Morgan Wallen dude, man. Woo! He's trouble. Hey, speaking of trouble.
Yeah.
The breaking news this morning with Russell Brand.
Yeah. He is in trouble, actually.
Jeez, Russell Brand has been arrested in Europe. Is it in the UK, I think?
Yeah,
right?
It sure is.
Whoa.
Yeah,
He was married to Katy Perry, you might remember.
Yeah.
And it's pretty serious.
Yeah, it's the R word.
Yeah.
So he's charged with that. Russell Brand had, whoa, can you go to the top, please? Thank you. Whoa, it's only a picture for me. There, stop. Russell Brand has been charged with that word, indecent assault and sexual assault between 1999 and 2005. The charges related to four separate women. The comedian and actor has been interviewed multiple times by police since an investigation by the Sunday Times. The Times and Channel 4's dispatches and multiple serious allegations against him. He's denied it, but saying they were hurtful, but now he's been charged.
Yeah, the only thing it is, when I hear a story like this, there's just something about it being 20, 21 years old. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing that's kind of a drawback for me where I have to pause and say, okay, wait a minute. Let's see where this goes.
I don't know if these women accused him back then.
I don't know either.
Yeah,
I mean, no idea.
It might be that they accused him and nobody listened.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just saying that these charges are 20 and 21 years old. So when it occurred, I should say. So I always am hesitant until more unfolds. I'm not saying anybody's lying. I'm not saying he did it. I'm not saying either way. I'm just saying that I'm kind of hesitant.
I'm not on this one because I remember Katy Perry saying that he was dark and there was a lot going on with him.
But we'll see. He's been arrested, so that's where it stands today anyway, right?
So, okay.
Oh, well.
Pick me up. Yay.
Yeah.
Go Rockies.
All right. So yesterday, the big news was the tariffs, right? I mean, everybody was talking about the tariffs and matching and not matching or whatever.
I had two friends that went completely dark because they lost so much money.
Oh. No kidding.
I even had to go and ask somebody else to check on a friend because they had lost so much money.
Yeah.
It was a bad day.
It was a bad day. No doubt about it. Everybody lost money. 401ks, everybody lost money yesterday.
Some people only have their savings in the stock market, you know, and no other source of income if you're retired, right? And so it's gone.
The only bright spot that I saw yesterday was this, what I'm about to play for you, which is Ford Motor Company is giving their employee discount to every American that wants to buy a Ford.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
And they're saying that discount could be as much as $10,000 on a vehicle.
That's crazy.
For the next couple of months, we're going to offer our customers the same deal that our employees get. And as you say, that's worth thousands of dollars. You come into our store, you get employee pricing. This is kind of to call a little bit of a timeout. We've heard some uncertainty from our customers, and we want them to be assured that Ford, the most American auto company, is going to do right by them. As our dealers, we make the most cars here. We employ the most. We export the most. And so we here at Ford, we're in a good position to address customers' concern and give them a really great deal on a great vehicle.
And you know, if Ford does it, others will do it too.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool deal.
Matter of time, if you want a Ford. Some people may not want a Ford, but even the F-150, they're giving you a chance to get that at their employee discount.
That's the most popular one, right?
Yeah, by far, but it's on the list. Now, if you go for the Super Duty and then there was something else that wasn't on the list, but the F-150 is.
Now, here's the thing. Yesterday we were talking about TikTok, right? The deadline has come. I was watching, because I watch that CNBC, Squawk Box and all those things, you know, Mad Money.
Right.
They just said that, by the way, nobody over there has ever said that they're going to sell.
I've been saying that yesterday. Spadil's been saying that all week long. Yeah. Spadil and I were talking about that yesterday morning. I think it was really early yesterday.
I was telling you guys that there's no broker on that side. That's why they went to J.D. Vance. That's why Amazon went to them, Oric, and then BlackRock went to J.D. Vance because they're like, we don't know who to talk to, so we'll just talk to you. And then JD's like, all right, good to know. But then now they're saying they were doing the Asia markets and that all the people from Asia are like, nobody over here is saying they're going to sell anything.
Spadil and I were talking about this, and we were talking about ByteDance, who owns TikTok.
Right.
And why would they sell? They're only dealing with the United States. Yeah. I mean, it's a global empire, TikTok is. You lose the U.S., big deal. You still have the rest of the world. Why sell it?
Because we were going to buy the U.S. portion.
See, that's the thing. If they can get money for the U.S., it's better than not
than
having
shutting it
and
down.
Just going dark. Yeah. I'd rather get money, $70 billion. Yeah,
$1 billion. I'm just saying that there's been no indication from ByteDance that they're going to sell this thing, period.
And right now they're so mad about the 54% tariff.
Yeah.
That they're like,
I think that's the biggest
thing. But
they are
saying that Trump said that he said this yesterday, that he is willing to negotiate with that, with the TikTok thing.
Now, and with TikTok, I heard this morning that it's going to be extended tomorrow.
It's always
tomorrow. Is the deadline.
They just kick the can down the road. Yeah.
Just kidding about that deadline.
we're going to reassess this.
They're already saying
days.
It that it's going to be extended tomorrow. Yeah. I know.
Time.
But that's the word this morning that the extension is coming. So you're not going to probably lose it.
You know what it's like a parent saying, if you do that one more time, you don't get any more cookies the rest of your life. And then you give him a cookie.
Yeah. 5 minutes later.
Yeah. And I have a cookie, too. I give him a cookie. I eat a cookie.
It's
we all
parent
eat cookies.
Tax, man. Yeah.
BJ and Jim.
A one and a two and a three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, cause it's rude.
Earlier this morning, I saw a video clip of where Peyton Manning threw out the first pitch. And this was, I think, one of the first games at Coors Field, right? Man, did he throw a horrible pitch. Jamie, have you ever seen this video?
No.
I expected a fastball down
Peyton
the middle.
Freaking Manning.
Dude, he bounced it all the way out to the right, and it bounced before it ever got to the catcher. The catcher didn't even catch it. It went to the backstop.
You're kidding.
It was horrible. Aww. Horrible. Just a bad look. And you see Peyton go, doo!
How does he go?
He stomps his foot. Doo!
You look like Bart Simpson. You sound like him, too. Wow.
Homer.
That does. Oh, Homer. I said Bart. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, my God. That poor guy.
Are you watching it?
No, but I... Oh, hold on. Let me see.
Spadil pulling it up yet?
All right. Here it goes. Oh, he does go doy.
I told you. You can see the expression on his face and his body language that he's so disappointed.
Yeah, he is disappointed. And speaking of which, I didn't know this, but Coors Field has been featured in 2 episodes of South Park.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Sure really?
I have some more trivia for Spadil if he wants it.
All right, Spadil, you ready?
All right.
Okay, let's see here. Why is the Rockies mascot a dinosaur?
Oh, I don't know why, but like when it happened, they said that they found a Triceratops egg at Coors Field while they were uncovering it. I don't know why they went with that, though.
I'm not playing anymore.
Why?
Yes, he's right.
Was that the answer?
That's how they revealed him.
Yeah, that was how they revealed
him. That's how they revealed him.
Yeah.
It's actually because of dinosaur bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They found dinosaur bones when they were building. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When they were building the stadium. Yeah.
Let's see here. What else do I have? These are so dumb. Oh, my God. Hold on. I marked them, and then I can't tell where I marked. I already did that. Okay, that's all I got.
Well, there you go. There's your trivia for Coors Field today. That's right. It. That's pretty much it. Now you're trying to round up all your people. Now, you're having some problems this morning, aren't you?
Yeah.
You got 14 people that are going to the game today.
Yeah.
You guys are going to stay downtown. Just live it up tonight, all right? Have a great time. And but you're having a hard time rounding people up. How many people have pulled out now because of the weather?
Everybody's back in.
Everybody's back in.
Everybody's back in.
From what I understand, they've changed their plans, though, and they're going to try to get down there and
earlier.
Start the party early.
Yeah.
Right?
And so I'm still working, and none of them are working right now. They all take today off. And I'm like, what do you mean you want to be down there by 9? I can't be down there by 9.
Well, I think you can. I think you'll get a pass today if you want to go. Just take off down there and have a good time.
It's 8:12. I can't be down there by 9.
Well, you can't be there by 9 now. Yeah, but, I mean, you could be down there by 9:30 if you took off just after 9 o'clock.
I'm going to stick with the show. I'm going to do my job.
Well, I mean, you get a free pass. I mean, after all, I think, now you tell me if I'm wrong here, but isn't today, opening day, the biggest event to occur downtown all year? Right?
Oh, I don't know. That's
I think it is.
I bet you're right.
I think it is.
Over, like, St. Patrick's Day, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. It's St. Patrick's Day is big. Now, I'm not talking about numbers as far as heads go, because I don't know. I don't even know how they count 250,000 people, to be honest with you. Yeah. I'm just saying
they
as
go like
far
this,
as...
1, 2, 3.
I got you. 4, 5. All right. 250,000.
It's going to be a long day.
Look, but as far as the notoriety, the it being as, festive,
all the parties going on,
I think Major League Baseball's ahead of St. Patrick's Day. I do.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean,
they're both big.
It's crazy down there. It's just absolutely insane. So everybody wants to get down there early. And I'm like, we have valet parking at the hotel, so we don't have to worry about park. I don't know. They're all stressing me out.
10 o'clock doesn't sound that early to me, because the first pitch, you want to be, JB, you want to be inside the stadium by 1:30, because they have festivities today.
There's pageantry.
And you want to get one of those magnets.
I
got to
get a magnet, too.
You want a magnet.
Yeah.
You want to see who sings the national anthem.
Oh, who
you
is
want to
singing
see
that?
Who? I don't know. I have no idea. Oh, okay. You want to see who throws out the first pitch today, which, by the way, you've done and I've done.
Yeah. I really want to see Tovar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Tovar. Toho?
Tovar.
Crap.
Him too? Yeah, see them both. I want to see Tovar and Tovar.
Tovar. Yeah.
That's a V and not a Y? Son of a gun. It's so close. It's just that little leg at the end that became a Y.
So to get inside to see all this stuff, you got to get down there and get your party going about 10 a.m.
All right,
this
morning. Then.
I'm just trying to talk you into it.
See
joining
you later.
The friends.
Bye. Tovar.
There are people headed down there now.
Oh, no, I know. Because let's see. It says 7 a.m. The OG at McGregor Square opens. What's the OG?
What's the OG?
I don't know.
Is an OG a bar?
I think that's like the outside garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
At 9 a.m., Coors Field parking lots open at 9 a.m.
Yeah, woo! 45 minutes from now.
9 a.m., opening day festivities begin at McGregor Square. 9 a.m., let's see, something else at McGregor Square opens. Oh, that must be a bar. 10 a.m., there's a live DJ at McGregor Square.
Nice. Hyping the crowd up.
On the ones and twos.
Yeah. And then at 12:20, the A's start their batting practice. Bunting.
Yeah.
At 1:30, the pregame ceremonies and pageantries begin. So we got to be in there by 1:30.
You know, the A's should skip that batting practice. It's not going to help them any today. Should we suck.
Should we?
Yeah.
What about us? Who's worse? Wait, who has the worst record?
The Rockies.
Rockies do.
Yeah, we're Rockies 1-5. Are 1-5.
And they're 2-4. Or 2-5?
Yeah, they played one more game than us.
All right.
Well, see, that's why.
It's two sucky teams. But
we're
who cares?
Playing for the worst team in the league right now, baby.
Festivities, the pageantry.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
I know, but it was such a conversation this morning, Jamie. You had to be here for it. I mean,
it was a
he's
thing?
Just absolutely ridiculous.
I know, but
sometimes.
Listen, he's going through a hard time.
I'm talking about Spadil.
He's going through a hard time.
All right, all right.
He has a girlfriend that's mean to him.
Okay.
Doesn't want to see him.
All right, listen. Forget about the girlfriend, okay? This is all about opening day in the Colorado Rockies, okay?
Okay.
So I wore in my jersey today. I got a beautiful white jersey on, okay? The white pinstripe.
Yeah, and by the way, no food stains, no nothing. I'm really impressed.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Todd Helton. Yeah. It's got Helton on the back. So, nice jersey. Spadil has a nice jersey on. He's got on the gray one, okay?
Yeah,
got nice on the gray. And I know they do the purple. But then, Spadil comes in here and he says to me that his favorite jersey is the Colorado Rockies, the sleeveless jersey.
Okay.
The black one's
a the black one. You got to throw the black one in there because that one, they retired it, but that is like the iconic, like, Rockies jersey. The black
it's
with the
iconic
purple.
Iconic. When Spadil puts that thing on, he's iconic.
Yeah. That's the worst jersey in Major League Baseball.
That's wow. One of the best the ones ever made.
The sleeveless. What athlete needs to be wearing a sleeveless jersey?
What's wrong with sleeveless?
It just doesn't look
basketball
right.
Basketball players do it.
It's manly.
And it seems kind of weird for baseball because
thank
baseball
you,
has always
Carson,
been
you've
like
got
the
some
sleeves.
You're a sports guy,
that
man.
Would be,
you
that would
get
be
it.
Like that would be like hockey players having a sleeveless jersey.
Well, they got the undershirt. It's not like they have zero sleeves. Yeah, it's just the jersey
that
itself
shirt,
is sleeveless.
That jersey with no sleeves just screams that we suck.
Wow.
It
dude,
does.
When they had that jersey, that was their best run. That was when they went to the World Series.
They
were primarily wearing that jersey.
I don't care. It's a ugly jersey.
Since
it's
they've
ugly.
Retired that jersey, they've been even worse than they
are
were before.
Are you standing up now? Are you going to fight him?
I'm furious today.
You just stood up. I haven't seen you stand up all morning.
Well, my knees are starting to hurt. I gotta stand up. You know, my knees hurt when weather changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're
having
indicator.
Some weather. Yeah.
You're feeling it in your knees. Like my grandma would say.
I feel like the weather's about to shift on me, man.
Oh, my God, Jamie, I feel the weather in my knees. I'm big weather.
You gotta be excited. You're going down to the game today, man. You gotta be excited. It's gonna be a good time down there.
And you know who I'm hooking up with is Slacker.
Slacker.
Yeah. I mean, not hooking up.
Oh, I was like, what? I was like, wait, what is
this is a new development.
Whoa. he's going to be down there?
Yeah, we were talking last night, so we're going to go.
He works here. This afternoon.
Well, I know, but he's just going to be down there for the opening, and then he's coming back.
Oh, okay.
So all I'm right. So when you listen this afternoon, you might hear this.
Isn't that every afternoon?
Oh, hey!
It's a joke. I love you, Slacker. I love you. You can catch him on the Odyssey app.
I go, how are you going to do that? And he's like, I'm just going to have water.
Oh,
sure is. Yeah. Do you guys believe that at all?
Absolutely.
Water with
not.
Vodka in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Spirited
I said,
water.
Really? I'll bet you. And he's like, no, really. I'm just going to have water. And then I'm going to drive back. And I'm like, okay. We'll see. Then why are you taking the light rail?
Thinking ahead.
You're looking out the window here. It looks like it's already snowing
it
to
does.
Me downtown.
Somebody says it is, in fact, snowing in Greeley.
Oh,
so,
it is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we know it's going to be a crappy weather day. We know that. But the game's going to start. I don't know if they'll finish or not, but it's going to start. So everything that goes with opening day is going to happen today. And bundle up if you're going down there to sit and watch the game itself.
So I do have a question because I don't go to games that often. You know, like ever. So when do we know that, like, if it's snowing, when do we know if they're going to, like, pull the tarp?
They'll pull the tarp.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
just watch just them do it. Yeah, it literally happens. That's how you find out.
The ushers will come out and they'll be like, all right, guys, you got to go.
You are a dick.
Just stop. You don't have to play. Say anymore. Listen to what her question was. How do we know when they pull the tarp? The answer is they pulled the tarp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not on me. Think about your question. You just said, how
girl.
Do we know when they pull the tarp? Well, they pull the tarp.
Oh,
that's
wow.
what they do.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, inside the Belco Studios, that is, yeah, and the Odyssey app, which is free for your phone. You can take us anywhere, and you can listen to the podcast afterwards. There's a movie coming out this weekend that's about to blow Snow White completely out of the water. We won't even hear the term Snow White after this weekend.
Lilo and Stitch?
No. Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft. Oh. Yeah.
Jamie, this thing's going to make over $100 million. Yeah. You wait and see.
That's a true story.
Anybody that's into Minecraft is going to go see
but
this.
It's going to be funny, too. It's Jack Black. Even if you aren't a Minecraft fan and you never played it, it's going to be funny because it has Jack Black and Jason Momoa.
Yeah, it's got a great cast.
My son, Frog, he's seven. He loves Minecraft.
My son is 18 and he loves Minecraft.
This thing's been going on for how many years?
I'm 35. I still love Minecraft. Too.
Yeah.
So it's every. Yeah. Really.
I'm glad you chimed in there, buddy.
Yeah.
No, but it does. He's not wrong.
No, yeah, it's a good game. You're not wrong. This thing has stood the test of time because a lot of times with games, they come and go, don't they?
Right.
I mean, I'm not a gamer, but
like Halo had its time, Call of Duty has its time, and they just kind of come and go in waves. Yeah.
What was the one that where people built their own cities and
That's Minecraft.
Yeah.
No. Before that, there was
one. The Sims.
That's what it was.
With the little diamond, the green diamond.
Yeah. That's the one.
But
I'm
remember Farmville?
Yeah.
Sure.
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush was awesome.
Candy Crush seems to be back a little bit.
It does.
Too.
They play a commercial.
It's all over the place. Yeah. But this Minecraft thing has stood the test of time.
My lettuce died.
Your what?
My lettuce.
Oh. What game is that from?
Farmville.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't pinpoint that one.
You got to mine those fields, man. Yeah.
You know what I used to do? Because I wasn't used to not having my son. And when we had to, that first weekend or whatever that I had to give him to his dad, right? Because he's just a little feller. And that's like pretty much the worst day of your life because you've never experienced this. Well, what's the one with the puffles? Oh, my God. It's like that you make little.
Club Penguin?
Yeah. Yes. So you know what I did? All right. This is going to sound bad. But I had a bottle of wine, right?
Yeah.
And a glass. Because, you pour it in the glass just to make yourself feel better about you.
Could drink it out of a bottle, I guess.
And I caught fish all night long, just crying, so sad because I've never been without my son ever.
Yeah.
And I was catching fish on Club Penguin. And I was just making all the points I could so he could have the best igloo when he gets back.
Oh.
And I was just crying because I missed him and I just never had to give him to his dad.
Now, after the bottle of wine,
I got creative and I said I was going to make his own penguin. I mean, his own igloo. And so I put a DJ system in there. And then he was so mad when he got home. He's like, what did you do with my igloo? I was like, I made it awesome.
That's exactly what I thought would happen, you would finish off the wine and man does he have an igloo. I mean, you talking Mac Daddy pad here, right?
It was good.
Here's the trailer for Minecraft the movie, which starts I guess today, right?
Yeah.
In the overworld,
wow,
anything you can dream about you can create. Life here was perfect until one day Flint and Steel. We came across the Nether. A place with no joy or creativity at all. If we want to save this world, creativity is key to survival.
Now, I've been to the theaters a couple of times over the past month, and I've seen this trailer, okay? And you can tell me this, if it's true or not, Spadil. If you've never played Minecraft, will you even get this movie at all?
Honestly, based on the trailers that I've seen, there's like a coherent story, and I think the story will make sense for someone who's never done, who's never played the game. But there's so many references in it that's like the trailer that we just played that shows them falling out of the sky, and they have to land in a square block of just single block of water, and like in the game, you lose all your fall damage if it doesn't matter how high.
That was a yes or no question.
I don't know why that girl broke up with him.
Dude, just hit water. It breaks all your fall damage, and like they're falling out of the sky.
Yeah, she's made a big mistake, hasn't she?
She's dreamy.
The water, and then like that's a direct reference to the game. If you don't play the game, you don't know that the water will save your life if you fall from like, you know, a gajillion feet in the air.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.